The coalition's coal wars are over, it would seem. That's according to the Prime Minister, after Barnaby Joyce dropped his provocative claim that he's the elective Deputy Prime Minister of Australia. Phil Khoury is a regular political commentator for us here on Breakfast, of course, and he joins me in the Parliament House studios this morning. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, friend.
So Barnaby Joyce yesterday on national television admitted that that bold claim he made here on Breakfast and other places that he was the legitimately elected Deputy Prime Minister was a misstep. Now, I guess that was pretty obvious to all, and he was maybe the last to come to that. But he's also stated categorically Michael McCormick will lead the Nats to the election. Is this peace in our time, do you think?
Oh, I think it's a temporary lull, Fran. I mean, Barnaby, it took him 2 days to realise he'd made what he called a misstep. But, you know, I think he realised after he got a few phone calls from people, he'd made a bit of a goose of himself with that claim. And but look, he still wants to be leader. I mean, he still has designs on the leadership, absolutely. But I would suggest from his comments yesterday, he's finally accepted the wisdom that maybe you have a go after the election if they lose, and you know, and it's thrown open rather than blow what's left of the show up in budget week. You know, when the Prime Minister's trying to have one last shot at it with a tax cut budget. So as far as you can take anything from this place anymore, I think he was saying yesterday, they won't be moving on Michael McCormack in budget week, they're still on about coal. I mean, they haven't dropped their push for coal, the Queensland Nats, and we on your show yesterday, Matt Canavan, the cabinet minister, joined there, so that's still a fairly big flashpoint in the whole coalition thing. But as far as Joyce's, he's down in Gilmore today, I think, down on the south coast of New South Wales, campaigning for the Nationals candidate down there, which is where he's best used rather than, you know, fighting his own side.
All right. Well, another problem for the government has been these conga line of senior people heading for the door at the election. Now, you've got the skinny on Craig Laundy. I think he wants to quit, apparently, but he's been convinced to delay his announcement until a replacement candidate can be found for his Sydney seat of Reid. The government can't afford to lose a single seat, Phil, if Craig Laundy goes. It's going to be difficult for the Liberal Party to hang on to that seat, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, and that's why. And this has been the case for a few weeks now, Fran. Probably longer that Craig's wanted out. But the Prime Minister had a meeting with him, I think, back in January, a long meeting, and I don't know what discussions then. But basically, Laundy has told colleagues, "Look, I want to go, but the PM's asked me to hang around until they can announce simultaneously who will replace me." We saw they sort of did that the other week when Chris Pyne and Steve Chobo left, and the government made the best they could out of it by announcing Linda Reynolds going into cabinet. And I suspect there's some, you know, similar thing at play. And we know that they approached Nick Caldas, the former New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner, but he wasn't interested. So I don't know where it's up to now. Even if Craig stays now, he hasn't been cited for ages.
Yeah. He's been very quiet. I mean, he's obviously been keeping his own counsel on this, but he's running, you know, they're running out of time.
Well, that's right. It's hard. You might be able to sort of drop a high profiler in there at the last minute and hope, but short of that happening, you know, it doesn't look good either if he stays or goes.
And Phil, Bill Shorten has declared this election will be a referendum on wages, but the shadow treasurer, Chris Bowen, is doing his best to distance Labor from the ACTU proposal to boost the minimum wage by more than $70 a week over 2 years. We spoke to Sally McManus about that yesterday. Bill Shorten, though, is raising expectations. He's openly supporting this concept of a living wage. And here's the Prime Minister speaking just a few moments ago on that.
What concerns me about what Bill Shorten is saying is he's either lying to Australians that he can do something about their wages, because he hasn't explained how he's actually going to do it. And if he's telling the truth, then he is putting an enormous cost on small and family businesses that will force them to lay off staff.
So that's the Prime Minister probably road testing his lines on Labor's push for higher wages. The government will say it'd be a trade-off between wages and jobs. But is Bill Shorten going to have to spell out sooner rather than later what he plans to do? Because he keeps hinting around, you know, putting some pressure or influence on the Fair Work Commission.
Well, he said he would, Fran. He said he would last week and this week, that details to come soon. Labor supports a living wage. I mean, Chris Bowen is not saying we don't support a living wage. He's saying they're not necessarily supporting the mechanism as proposed by the ACTU, which is essentially to mandate a number, right, through which they're doing through their minimum wage submission. Labor is talking about leaving the number to the Fair Work Commission, but giving the Fair Work Commission instructions either via legislation or via a submission in government to take take into account more factors than they do now in setting a subsistence wage. So, you know, the mobile phone cost, the internet and that sort of thing. So there's no sort of split in labour as such. It's just they're not wedding themselves to that ACTU proposal, which clearly has probably got an element of ambit, as these things always do. So, you know, Bowen said yesterday, and Jim Chalmers and even Shorten himself, we've got our own process we're working on, and they want to consult as well, which is important, you know, before they just go ahead and announce it.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, the Labor Party will leave it to the Commission to come up with a number.
Phil Khoury, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Fran.
Phil Khoury, political editor with the Australian Financial Review. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 8.